are less expensive.
China remains a huge customer for both U.S. corn and soybeans. CHS Executive Vice President of Agribusiness and CHS Hedging, John Griffith, says much of that growth has been with corn.
In the marketing year 2020-2021 that we just finished in August on corn, China imported almost 22 million metric tons of corn, which was 10 times the previous year and 20 times the previous 3 years to that. So it just gives you some context of how significant that increase is. We think in 21-22 marketing year that we're in right now, that they'll still import 15 to 20 million metric tons as well. So relative to the recent history, it's a substantial amount of corn.
China also imports 100 million metric tons of soybeans, with one-third of that coming from the United States. Griffith says that is a demand-driven market and not due to the Phase One trade agreement.
I wouldn't say that I would, you know, like to see that unwound or anything either, because we certainly want to keep the two countries focused on trade together, because it's really, really important to agriculture. China's the largest market in the world, and any way and every way that we can do to support that free and fair trade between the countries is really important.
Basically,